Bismillah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Let's just continue with a little bit of this practice of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and just really feeling that how we are with every breath. We are just going to breathe with it. When we breathe out, we are radiating out love. You know, as far as we can imagine, we can visualize the our heart space expanding and getting bigger and bigger. And you know, sometimes I visualize it as it's going as far as the cosmos and all the stars. And then as we breathe in, then breathing in light and love from, you know, all of the cosmos, all of the universe into our heart. So it's this sort of natural exchange with the universe that goes on every moment, every breath we take anyway. And then when we are conscious of it, it's just making it so much more powerful. So just breathing, breathing out. Let's just do Ya Rahman, breathing out. Ya Rahim, breathing in. Feeling all the love of universe landing in our bodies, in our hearts, in our beings, in the deepest places of our being, where, you know, that can be quite vulnerable or raw, and where nothing else can touch, but this Ya Rahim can reach this place, and just very gently and softly nourish it with love. Just utter love, gentle, gentle love, like a feather. So breathing out, feeling all the love going, you know, as much as we are able to, radiating out. And then breathing in love and compassion to ourselves. And you can feel how just through that breath, we are all connected. No matter where we are physically. We are breathing in each other and we are breathing out love to each other. And then we let go of the words and just breathe with whatever we are feeling this moment. Amen. And I want to share another a song with you that Malika Deborah wrote many years ago. It was, I think, 1997 or 8, something like that, when she came to Estonia to visit me. And so she was far away from home, and then she had this the words from Hazrat Inayat Khan coming to her with this melody. So let's see. Let me feel thine arms around me, beloved. So as human beings, once you know that our soul has traveled through all these different planes of existence to come to this manifestation, into these bodies, to this earth, and we have this, you know, we have this longing to be back there, to be back in unity, to be back with the divine. And at the same time, the reason why our souls have manifested here in these bodies is because we have so longed to experience everything that life has to offer through these bodies, through these beings. So, you know, we want to try, we want to experience, we want to touch, we want to feel. So there is this longing for this, you know, all the experiences of the world. And at the same time, this pulling back towards the divine. And that's our dilemma that we are grappling with whilst here. So which way is it pulling more this minute? You know, is it pulling more this way? Is it pulling more that way? How do we hold these two longings, these two, you know, opposites? So I'd like to do a little practice. And this is a practice of light manifesting, you know, light kind of hidden in our bodies, the divine light that is, it's there, you know, it's not hidden in a sense that it's inside and something else is outside. Because it's inside everything, but it's this light that is so secret that we need to go beyond our ordinary perception of light and of everything in order to start allowing that inner light to sort of shine through. And that inner light, or that hidden one, or how it's translated, it's the hidden treasure. It's Yabatin. Yabatin. And then we have the light when it's fully manifested. You could say in a way that it's the opposite of that, which is the Yazahir. Yazahir. That's like the fully manifested light that is outside. And yet it's not outside of anything. It's just how we perceive it. So so we're gonna, let's just close our eyes for a moment and imagine that you are just bathing in the endless light, and there is just light inside of you and light outside of you. And there is nothing but light. You know, through our lives, the experiences we have had have sometimes been painful, and they have therefore we have needed to kind of put up some protections around us. And these protections, in a Sufi terminology, they are like this yabatin. They are like this layer, like a little veil between our heart and our solar plexus that is covering our innermost self from, and protecting it from experiencing the divine light directly, because we are not able to perceive it. Just it would just turn us to full light, and we are not able to hold that right now. So we have these veils, and we are gonna do this practice of uniting that inner light with the outer light, so that gently, gently, we can soften these veils and create the light, sort of allow this inner light to come out and the outer light to penetrate into that, through these veils into the inner light. So we are kind of bringing this outer light and inner light more together. So feeling the light all around us, all inside of us. We are going to say Yabat into our solar plexus, and then Yazah here into our heart. Yabat in Yazah 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 Ja, warten.
Ihr Sachen.
Ja, warten.
Ja, sag hier.
Ja, warten.
Ja, sag hier.
Ja, warten.
Ja, sag hier.
Ja, warten.
Ja, sag.
Ja, warten.
Ja, sag hier.
Ja, warten.
Ja, sag hier.
And now breathing with the two. Breathing, ja, warten in. Breathing your zahir out. Feeling the light inside and outside. Moving as one, becoming one, no difference. And then dissolving these words and just bathing in light. And then letting go of any visualization or concentration. And if you can, open your eyes and look at the others here, just seeing the light, seeing the light shining through each one of our eyes, through each one of our hearts. And the way that our light manifests on this earth is different for each one of us. What we do with it. So I'm gonna bring back, bring again another old chant to the words of Rumi. Maybe I'll try like this. Let's see. May the beauty we love be what we do. May the beauty we love be what we do. May the beauty we love be.
Hundreds of ways. the beauty we love be what we do. May the beauty we love be what we do. May the beauty we love be what we do. Be what we do. There are hundreds of ways, hundreds of ways, hundreds of ways, hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. May the beauty we love be what we do. May the beauty we love be what we do. May the beauty we love be to kneel and kiss the ground.
Maybe each find a way to kneel and kiss the ground the way that is the most precious to us. I mean, even when there is a building work going on next door or whatever else. Oh, let's do a little bit of zikr.
La ilaha
Allah.
La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha feeling our breath touching all the beings, all the people who are close to us, whom we love. And feeling the breath touching all the people we have struggles with. People we don't like. And then feeling the breath touching all the people who we don't even know, or who we don't care about, because we have nothing to do with them. And feel our breath touching all these beings, all these people. And by us extending our breath in this way, we create connections, we bring a little bit of ease, a little bit of love to those people, whether we know them or not, whether we like them or not. Now we offer our gratitude, our thanks to all our teachers, all the beings of light, all the masters and saints and prophets in the lineage who are protecting and guiding us, and who freely share their love